Whatever you could buy there is worthless. God supplies what you need to fulfill your office. Save your money. Pay your electric bill. Don't waste it on Christian supplies. If any man speak, let him be as of the oracles of God, like he's heard something from God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability that God giveth. But if you do that, get ready for the criticism. One of the doctors there in Henderson used to refer to me as a jackleg preacher. Because I didn't believe in Christian supplies. Ignatius, third paragraph now. Ignatius gave Polycarp instructions to assemble a very solemn council for the purpose of electing church officials. As if we got real serious about it, it'd be right. Come on, Tim, I can't even keep a straight face looking at you. So let's really seriously go to Bob's Pond. Real serious. Regardless of how solemn a council is convened, however, the majority rule is not the way of Christ. We can be very solemn and be very wrong. Ignatius exhorts the church to elect one whom you greatly love. Well, who else are you going to vote for? Elect the one you don't like the most. Of course they're going to elect whoever they love. It may be precisely because carnal men will almost always elect only the one whom they greatly love that God did not institute democracy as a form of government among His people. God appoints as rulers over His people those whom He loves. And everyone who knows God loves God's choices. Now, on that line, Ignatius goes on to say in this same section of his letter to Polycarp that, quote, a Christian has not power over himself. The truth is that if Christians elect their own pastors, popes, bishops, deacons, and delegates, and other officials who rule over and among them, they certainly do have power over themselves. And they love it, and they won't relinquish it either. Now, middle of page, Ignatius' statement, the church is to avoid all accusations against church leaders. And that's convenient, isn't it? Sounds like Barney Fife giving rules to Otis when he wanted to deputize him. He made Otis stand there with a little tie. Otis, the first rule, obey all rules. That's what it sounds like to me. But then again, you said, I thought I looked like Otis. You said I looked like Barney. Oh, the church is to avoid all accusations against church leaders just as they would avoid being burned by fire. For the elders of the Christian church are the Sanhedrin of God, even if the bishops are young men. The truth is, according to Paul, believers are forbidden to hear accusations against an elder only if those accusations are made in secret. Now, let me tell you something. You want to be safe? You follow that rule. Somebody brings you an accusation against Brother Earl in secret. Don't hear it. You know why it's being brought to you in secret?